And it's time to celebrate an anniversary of sorts. 1 year ago today, General Motors filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. It was the fourth largest U.S. bankruptcy on record. We're joined now by Rebecca Lindland. She's an auto industry analyst for IHS Global Insight. So, Rebecca, it's been a year. How is the company faring after a year of bankruptcy protection?
Well, good morning, Celeste, and thank you for having me on, although now I'm hungry after talking about lunch. Mm-hmm. You know, it's actually doing really, really well. They've only lost about half a percentage share of market share, which is really quite good considering they've canceled four brands.
And we just have reports out today showing that the big three have actually slashed warranty claims by more than 40% in recent years, meaning that they're not only getting financially healthier, but also the products themselves are getting better.
And they are. One of the biggest issues that all three companies really face is a perception that their products aren't good. And yet, in fact, they've made tremendous strides in terms of quality, reliability, durability. They've really done a lot of work. The interiors are just 10 times better than they've been. I recently drove the new Buick Regal, and it was just such a fantastic car. I had it in Germany, and it just performed incredibly well. So there's a lot of exciting products coming out of Detroit.
Rebecca Lindland, auto industry analyst for IHS Global Insight.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.